This is Passport to Texas. According to Alan Kane, Whitetail Program Leader for Parks and Wildlife, the 2017 deer season is shaping up to be a good one.
We started off the winter and early spring with good habitat conditions, which sets the stage for a good antler growth and good body condition and fawn production.
Late spring and early summer, Mother Nature was stingy with rainfall across the state, which Kane says may mean only average antler growth.
But the deer population is very healthy. We have a robust whitetail deer population in Texas.
A robust deer population is good news for some rural Texas towns.
Deer hunting in Texas is a thriving industry and brings in about $2 billion to the state's economy. And it really helps the rural towns out there where deer hunting is a big part of their everyday life.
Kane says in counties where deer populations are high, he encourages hunters to take the full bag limit.
And by doing so, it helps improve the habitat. If they don't want to put that meat in the freezer, they can certainly donate it to Hunters for the Hungry or different charitable organizations around the state.
Whitetail season began November 4th in the North and South zones. The Texas Outdoor Annual provides hunters with necessary rules, regulations, and bag limits. Find it on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.